Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, it's been a couple weeks, but the governor and quite a few South Carolina officials actually spent 4 days in Germany. They were over there celebrating, actually, South Carolina's European office. South Carolina's had a economic development presence in Europe for 50 years, predating even the BMW announcement in Spartanburg. So quite a long history.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. I did not know they've been over there for 50 years. So I guess maybe that explains a lot of why Germany is one of our biggest trading partners here, right? And why we have BMW maybe, and why we have Scout Motors maybe.
Absolutely. It was a question we were asking ourselves, so we decided to dig into the history, and it has actually a history in the textile industry is how it got started. The chamber in Spartanburg was really sort of the impetus behind South Carolina's European strategy. The textile giants, Roger Milliken in particular, had sought to bring over the companies that made the machinery that they used on the textiles. And because of the upstate success, it caught the attention of then Lieutenant Governor John West. And when he stepped into the governor's mansion, he opened up a physical presence. It started in Brussels and later moved to Germany.
All right, very cool. Tell us what else you see.
Last week, Mike, the University of South Carolina's Aiken campus had a ribbon cutting on a new research and development center. It's being run by the Savannah River National Lab, the bomb plant, as locals like to call it. The U.S. Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, was actually on hand for the ribbon cutting. The idea behind this center, which was built with $66 million in federal funding, is to be sort of a collaborative space. Companies can come in, have access to the Savannah River National Lab scientists, and work together to kind of come up with the latest and greatest in nuclear technology. AI will be another focus of the center. They're going to have a fleet of robots on hand. There are labs that USC Aiken students will be able to come through an internship with different companies and sort of serve as a connection between industry, the lab, and the college.
All right. That's been an economic hub for quite a while, though, that area down there, the Savannah River nuclear facility. And there's been fears of it closing down, and it looks like it's going to be continuing to be a factor in our economy now for a while. So we've got just a little bit of time left. Tell us, what else do you see?
Sure, Mike. Well, Trident Tech is actually expanding a program that it started last year. It's called their Future Ready Certificate Program. They are taking it to the Tri-County area. They started in Berkeley County, but now expanding to Charleston and Dorchester. The object of the program is to find those high school juniors and seniors who aren't really sure what they want to do after graduation. And they can take these classes through Trident Tech. They get to actually build a go-kart start to finish, get to understand a little bit about batteries. So it's a science, technology, engineering-focused program, and it's meant to sort of give them an idea of whether they would like to do this as a career. They get to earn a little bit of college credit, also credits towards high school graduation at the same time, and makes the students more attractive to potential employers upon graduation, or helps give them a leg up if they're going to continue a college education.
Well, Jessica, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. We will have a link to her publication posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.